95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And coming up on today's show, we have Gimme 5. It's a new feature that we do at 5 o'clock every day where we play 5 songs in a row with a theme. Also, we're going to talk about extreme hatred for food. I saw that there's a mustard shortage, and that made me incredibly happy. Comically happy. So, and I assume that you have certain things that you hate as much as I do. So we'll talk about that. We have an episode of People Are Dumb on today's show. We have a woman who marries a doll. She married a doll and had a kid. So that's coming up also on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Two in a row from Kiss there. And Gene Simmons is on the phone right now. Hey, Gene.
That's an excellent song you just played.
Yeah, probably Detroit Rock City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a beautiful song. I remember when I wrote that song. I was actually in Detroit. Mm-hmm. I was in Rock City, in Motor City. And I had just finished having an orgy with Gerald Levert and Sebastian Bach. Probably 1989.
Right. Any women involved?
Kevin, that's... I know you're joking. I know you're joking. But okay. It would be truly... I don't know if they've invented machinery yet. There's no calculator that could properly describe how many women were involved. I mean, probably all of the Midwest.
Really. I see. Okay. So most of the Midwest. All right. Well, yeah, what are you calling about today, Gene? It's good to talk to you but...
I, of course, have Google Alert and all the standard things about anything KISS-related, Gene Simmons-related. Mm-hmm. But I've actually worked out a deal with the NSA that whenever anyone is referring to rock and roll of any type, they talk about it, they reference it. I'm alerted so that I could potentially collect some money, you know, if they somehow even accidentally mention the words that I might have copyrighted. I'm going to call to make sure that I can
Have you copyrighted rock and roll?
And in English, and oxygen.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible.
Hydrogen as well. That's Yeti coolers, ceiling fans, pneumatic tubes.
Okay.
Toasters, right. Brochures of any type. Sure. So these are all things that belong to, of course, Gene Simmons. Now, as I was saying, I was going through this NSA ping that I get, and I saw that you were discussing chill rock songs. Great, yeah. Chill rock songs. This is
It's a playlist.
Put on to relax.
You know? Yeah, it's a playlist I was putting together. Sluggo and I were putting together of rock songs, but chill, like you want to just hang out and maybe smoke a little weed songs.
I understand. I don't use drugs because I don't need to, because my life's paradise. But I understand what you're going for. Can you just remind me? I know I looked at the list myself, but give me some of the examples of the songs that you chose.
Well, for example, She's a Rainbow by the Rolling Stones. Lights by Journey, Hacks. Of course.
Okay, Hacks, yes.
What?
Hacks, I said.
Oh, Take the Long Way Home by Supertramp.
Not a bad song, I'll give them that.
Okay, all right. I Can't Tell You Why by the Eagles.
And where on this list is Beth?
Landslide by Fleetwood Mac.
And where's Beth?
Drive by the Cars.
And then at any time you talk
Free
about Beth.
Fallen, course, Tom Petty.
Forever by Kiss.
Patience, Guns N' Roses, forever. And Chris Cornell. You know,
yes, okay.
I don't listen about
okay,
about forever.
Horrible, but,
about forever. Yeah. I don't. I'm not. I love a lot of. I love all Kiss songs except for Forever. I'm kind of lukewarm on Forever. If that's cool.
Do you understand how powerful that song is? Do you know how meaningful it is?
I don't.
A lot of people think it's a romance song. Sure. I mean, I guess if you interpret it that way, that's fine. But I was in Israel.
Yes.
I had just returned from a Chechen orgy with Benjamin Netanyahu and Desmond Tutu. And we had wrecked many women, and we were standing in a cafe in Jerusalem, and I was hit by how beautiful life can be.
Right.
You know, because of things like love and tenderness and poontang.
Right. Sure.
And right there, me and Bibi Netanyahu, we wrote that song. We initially wrote it in Yiddish, but that song has so much.
Okay.
It's been said that it's better than anything Mozart, Brahms, Bach.
Who said that?
Created. Many outlets.
Okay. I'll listen to it again with all of that knowledge in mind with Benjamin Netanyahu.
And where's Beth?
Okay. Love Bites by Def Leppard.
That terrible song, Hacks. They're like the Milli Vanilli of rock.
Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Let It Be by the Beatles.
Anthony Kiedis can't speak English, and you're telling me that's a great song.
New York Groove by Ace Frehley. One by U2.
Hold on. I'm going to sue your radio station. You say New York Groove by Ace Frehley?
Yeah.
That ridiculous drunk that I looked in his face
in
1977, and I said, you're fired like Donald Trump?
Well, I'm saying it's just a song.
Like a bitch, he cried. He got on his knees. He and Peter Criss. I was like, would you like another drink, you lousy sack of poop? And I didn't say poop.
That seems harsh. But I'm just saying New York Groove is on my list. That's all. It's on my list of chill songs.
I have a song called Up Yours Groove that I'm going to sing for you.
Let's hear it.
Okay. And it's called Kevin Has a Giant Head and He's Dumb and He Likes Bad Music. Up yours. Boom. Rock and roll. Hooray. Yeah. Tonight.
Wow. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You know, with social media, it gets difficult to know what to believe and what not to believe because people are just trying to make up stories so that they get famous for whatever. And half of it isn't true, I would assume, more than half. And I have done some research into this one, and I believe that this one is true. Marivonne Rocha Moraes is her name. She is a 37-year-old woman from Brazil. She was complaining about being single and about having no one to dance with. So her mom made a life-size rag doll for her. She said, yeah, rag doll. She said, when my mom made Marcelo, which is his name, and first introduced me to him, I fell in love with him. It was love at first sight. By the way, I put up a picture of it on my Twitter at the Kevin Ryder. It's creepier than you can think, than you can imagine. She continued, he doesn't fight with me. He doesn't argue. He just understands. Marcelo is great and a faithful husband. He's such a man, and all women envy him. Somehow I doubt that. But as is often the case, marriage isn't always easy, she says, with her doll mum. He has so many great qualities, but the only downside is he's lazy. He doesn't really work at all, she says about her puppet. Little did she realize it would be love at first sight, and after a few months of dating, she got, and in quotes, pregnant. They decided to tie the knot before the newborn arrived in a ceremony that was attended by 250 people. First thing I thought was, I would never attend that wedding. And then I thought, of course I would attend that wedding. It's a woman marrying a puppet or a Muppet or whatever it is. And then having a puppet Muppet baby. Of course I'm in. I'm all in on that one. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for People Are Dumb. Honestly, I don't know where the intro is, so we're just going to have to wing it. Also, I don't know if I think that the criminal is dumb or the reporter is dumb. I don't know who I hate more. You know the Mission Impossible theme. That's the Mission Impossible theme. And this is the reporter who's doing a report on the dumb criminal who's singing the Mission Impossible theme.
Dan, 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 dan. Caught on security camera, a man kicking through the ductwork in the ceiling of the YMCA Child Development Center in Indio, dropping to the floor, then breaking into a cash register, stealing all the money inside before making a daring escape out the door.
All right, question. What is daring in the daring escape walking out the door? He walked out the front door. That doesn't seem like it's daring.
A heist that Ethan Hunt, Tom Cruise's character from Mission Impossible, would be proud of.
No, he walked out the door.
Except for one thing. This is the cash register.
All right, now this is where we get to the dumb crime. It is a children's toy cash register.
A children's toy filled with play money worth nothing. A burglary gone bupkis. As you can see, the ceiling tiles have been replaced here at the YMCA, and also...
Now, he's doing a needless report from the scene of the crime, and he's showing you that the roof's been fixed, and now he's about to point out that the cash register has been refilled.
There's money back in the cash register. They should probably clear out this drawer so they don't get hit again.
Go to hell, A, and B, go to hell. And there are two things that reporters can't cannot stop themselves from doing. One is puns. They love it. And another is alliteration. And this guy's going with alliteration.
The Indio Police Department believes this might not be the first acoustic ceiling tile crushing caper this cat burglar has sunk his claws into.
They don't get caught doing it once, so they figure, hey, this is a tried and true method, and they kind of stick to it.
With his face caught on camera, this thief should have thought twice. I'd classify this mission as impossibly stupid.
So there you go. Two dumb people. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. About an hour from now, we do Gimme Five at 5 o'clock. That is five songs in a row with a theme. And I'm not going to tell you today's theme yet, but that's coming up at 5 o'clock. Everybody, I hope, has a food that they hate unnaturally. You hate it too much. I have them, and I'm going to tell you the two that I have. This started with an article that said we could see less mustard on the shelves this summer due to seed shortage. And there's a picture of a whole bunch of mustard bottles. And mustard is nasty, like horrible. And I know that there are a lot of people who love, love, love mustard. I get that. I wish I was one of them. I don't want to hate mustard, but it's garbage. And it's difficult for me to even look at these bottles without going, thank God, maybe there'll be less mustard. And the other one that I have that I hate with an unnatural hatred, and then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. What is the food that you have an unnatural hatred of? You're too angry for the food being whatever it is. My second one is olives. Olives are like Satan's little poops to me. They are trash, and I can't stand them. And even looking at them makes me want to puke. And if they're in like on a pizza, you can't just take them off and then eat the pizza. No, it ruins it for me. So I was with my woman. We were at a concert, and I met her friends for the first time. And they walked in and sat down, and all they had was a jar of olives. That's it. Nothing else. Not a sandwich. Not anything else. Just a jar of olives. And I thought, keep your mouth shut. Don't ruin this so soon. Don't. You're just meeting them. It's your woman's best friend. Don't say a word. If you've ever kept your mouth shut, keep it shut now. And I kept looking over at them as they ate them. And I was being grossed out. And I just kept my mouth shut. Just did it because I had to. But I sure didn't want to because olives are awful. So that's the topic. 818-955-KLOS. What food do you hate unnaturally? You hate it so much it drives you crazy. Maybe you want to throw up like I do. What is that food for you? 818-955-KLOS. I have an extreme hatred of mustard and olives. What is it that you hate unnaturally?
Pickles.
Pickles are not for you.
Oh, no, not even slightly. Just like you with olives, if they're on something, throw it away. It's ruined.
They ruin it, right? Now, I'm not that absolutely way with pickles, but with olives, I absolutely am. You can't just take them off because it's got the stench of the pickle on it.
And the pickle juice, it just soaks into everything. And just, yep. Oh, God, it's disgusting. It is just... And I know it's completely irrational. It's not a flavor thing. It's not, you know, it's not like I was traumatized or something like that. It's just...
Right.
I despise pickles.
Yeah, you don't know why sometimes. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello? Hey.
Hey.
Two foods I really hate.
All right.
Blue cheese and feta cheese. Yuck.
And you didn't have any kind of an ugly incident when you were a kid with either of those?
Yeah. My mom tried to disguise blue cheese dressing as ranch dressing.
Oh, that's just evil.
And, oh, my God. And, oh, my God, I almost threw up.
Yeah, that's evil. That is not cool. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. What is that food that you can't stand unnaturally? Mustard and olives are the food that drive me crazy. I can't stand, and I have a cartoon hatred for them. And we're asking the question, what do you have a cartoon hatred for? What food is it? It's clearly not that bad because a lot of other people like it. which I know with mustard and with olives that a lot of people like it. So there's clearly nothing terribly wrong with it. But for you, it tastes like garbage. What is that for you, sir?
I hate cauliflower. Cauliflower is disgusting. And anytime they made this rice with cauliflower at Chipotle, and that was disgusting. The only time I can even possibly stomach it is if there's like if it's buffalo style, you know, like pretending it's wings.
Yeah, you have to put something on it that smothers out the taste of it.
Absolutely. It just tastes like dirty water to me.
Okay, thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, the food that I hate the most, cheese.
Any cheese.
Totally disgusting. Any cheese.
American melted, cheese, anything.
Melted, hard cheese.
Just hate it all.
Totally
it's not, does your system react to it poorly, or do you just not like the taste?
Just hate the taste.
All right. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Oh, yes. Celery.
Celery doesn't even have taste.
It can die in a fire. It's like bitter ashes in my mouth.
It's just like ice water almost. Is it a texture thing?
No, the flavor of it is like, I'm not kidding. It's like somebody is flicking cigarette butts in ashes in my mouth. I won't even get a tuna fish sandwich unless I make it myself because I always put that horrible celery in it.
Are we talking about celery?
Yes, celery! It is hideous.
All right, 818-955-KLOS, the food that you have an unnatural hatred for. 818-955-KLOS. Talking about foods that you hate unnaturally. Mine are mustard and olives. They drive me crazy. I can't take it. And probably I'm overreacting by a little bit. What are the foods that you hate?
Horseradish.
Yeah. I think that's one of those where it's like 50-50. Some people like it, but I think a lot of people are on both sides of that one.
Describe the taste to me, dude. What does that taste like to you?
But to me, it tastes like it's acidic. Yeah, it's acidic and it's bad and it hurts my mouth and I don't like it.
Yeah, I tried it one time and I'm not a sissy for trying things and that was just disgusting, man.
Okay, that's terrible. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello, the food that I hate most, mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, they put that on everything.
It's terrible. The smell of it, it's horrible.
You know, one person one time called in and said that, and I'm not making this up, that white people, this is somebody's opinion, white people all smell like mayonnaise. And I said, what are you talking about? And that person believed it wholeheartedly that white people smell like mayonnaise, which is absurd. But you would hate all white people then, huh?
I mean, I'm white, so I guess there's some self-loathing in there.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Yes. Sour cream. Cannot stand it. It makes me involuntarily gag.
Do you eat Mexican food or any kind of food that they usually put that on?
I eat Mexican food. I love Mexican food. And the real strange thing is I actually like Lay's sour cream and onion potato chips.
Right, but it's not, it doesn't have actual sour cream.
Yeah. I have found some really strong sour cream flavored chips that taste too much like sour cream. I can't eat.
All right, so you just have a limit of what you can take. KLOS, hello.
Hey there, how are you?
Good, thank you. Talking about foods that you hate unnaturally.
Yes, so I'm with you on olives. They're disgusting.
Excellent.
And I hate every form of them. But my go-to hatred food is tofu. I recently became a vegan, and everybody keeps talking about how good tofu is. Mm-hmm. It is not good. I have tried that in every form, and all of it is equally disgusting.
I was going to say, I don't ever come in contact with tofu, so it doesn't bother me, but if you just became a vegan, that's one of your options. It's one of your options.
No, they should use it as mattress or like lining for sewer because it is disgusting.
Okay. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Foods that you hate unnaturally. I hate mustard and I hate olives. They're two of my worst. And I overreact to them, and I hate them cartoonishly. And I'm taking calls on what food you cartoonishly hate.
Hey, beets.
Beets you hate, huh?
Beets. Beets have a story, too. It was the first food I ever threw up as an infant, and I still can't stand that dirty, it tastes like dirt, it smells like dirt. I can't stand them.
There is the throw up rule. Once you throw up on a food, you can never eat it again. That's just a rule of life.
Yeah, yeah, so. That is.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, are we reaching still?
We are reaching. What food do you hate?
Well, it's not the food. It's like when you get a submarine sandwich or something and you don't eat it right away and the bread gets soggy.
Right.
That turns me off.
So you don't like soggy bread?
I don't like soggy bread unless I dip it in the sauce.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
the au jus.
Yes, that's a favorite. Yes.
Yes. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Food that you hate?
Food, the worst has to be Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
They are disgusting. They taste like I'm biting into a dirty diaper when I try to eat them. They've got a bitter front taste. They've got a horrible back taste. And I've had people smother them in bacon grease and boil them.
Yeah.
And that's about the only way they're palatable when they don't taste like what they are.
Well, just so we know, have you taken a bite of a baby's dirty diaper for the comparison?
I've raised a couple of children and I've had stuff flung up at me.
I got you. Okay. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
What about food I hate?
Yes, please.
Yeah, mushrooms.
You hate mushrooms?
Yeah.
Just the sight of them, the smell of them, what?
Oh, they're gross. They're slimy, and they make me gag, and I don't like the texture. And I have friends that go foraging for mushrooms in the forest.
Oh, no, that's the worst.
I think it's disgusting.
Well, work on the gag reflex, because I think that'll do you some good.
Yeah.
Talking about foods that you hate unnaturally.
Yeah, can I throw in on this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Bell peppers cooked. Yeah, I like the stuffed bell peppers, like bell peppers in sauce. It just overpowers everything. It doesn't matter what you put in it. It tastes like that. Bell pepper.
It tastes like death. Thank you for calling KLOS. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Food that you hate unnaturally?
I hate that dry, desiccated coconut. It is so nasty. Texture.
Do you like anything with coconut in it? Like coconut ice cream? No.
No, it's all nasty. I mean, I will have coconut milk on a very rare occasion if it's in like some weird random like vegan food.
Right.
But I don't like coconut. It's just texture with me. I don't like avocados either.
You don't? It's because weird. Of the texture?
Yeah, because of the texture.
Wow, that's bizarre. Right. All right. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello. Food you hate.
All I can say is, if you want to get puked on,
I don't.
Make me eat a spoon of cottage cheese.
I think I'm down with you with straight cottage cheese. That's rough. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Food you hate?
Hey. Okay. I don't know if anybody said it, but liverwurst. It's like a burp in your mouth.
No one has said that, and that's a great description. Thank you for calling. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're doing Gimme 5, which we do at 5 o'clock every day. 5 songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is songs with the word California in them. And Johnny from Anaheim wanted to hear a little Cheap Trick. California Man.
Going to a party.
We're doing Gimme 5, 5 songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme. And today's theme is songs with the word California in it. This is the Red Hot Chili Peppers on KLOS. On Twitter, at Kevin and Sluggo, we are doing Gimme 5, which is 5 songs in a row with a theme at 5 o'clock. Today's theme, songs with California in the name. On Twitter, we got a request for, doesn't Dirty Honey have a song called California Dreamin'? Yes, they do. We are doing Gimme 5, which is 5 songs in a row at 5 o'clock. The theme is songs with California in the title. KLOS, hello.
Okay, I don't know the name of the song, but I think it's Led Zeppelin song. I'm going to California with an ache in my heart.
Yeah, the name of that song is Going to California.
Oh, by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Well,
do you want to hear it?
Would you please? Please?
Yes, of course, yes. At 5 o'clock every day, we do Gimme 5, which is 5 songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme was songs with the word California in the title. So that was Led Zeppelin with Going to California. Before that, it was California Dreamin' with Dirty Honey. Then it was Danny California by Red Hot Chili Peppers, California Man by Cheap Trick, and California Girls by David Lee Roth. Everybody knows the gas prices are ridiculous, so every weekday and Saturday, we've got your shot at $500 in free gas. Your next chance to win is tomorrow. You'll hear Nirvana, Come As You Are, in the 1 o'clock hour. Tomorrow in the 1 o'clock hour, when you hear Nirvana, be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS and win $500 to use for gas or whatever you want.
Wow.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A Pennsylvania woman developed symptoms after a crash involving lab monkeys. Did you see this story?
I saw. It was how many monkeys got out of the truck? Like 100. Yeah.
100 monkeys that were going to the CDC.
Yeah, and three of them ran off and then were able to evade capture for quite a while.
They said four ran off. They caught three.
Right.
Who knows where the other one is?
I don't know. That's for sure.
According to multiple news reports, Michelle Fallon is the woman's name. She was driving directly behind the truck carrying 100 monkeys on their way to the CDC.
Right. Oh, poor monkey.
And the crash occurred, and she apparently went up to make sure that the driver and the passenger, whatever, that were safe.
Right.
But she touched some of the cages with some of the monkeys in it.
Right.
And she started developing symptoms.
Like what?
Like, wait, let me see if I can find it. Like, she, apparently, herpes is one of the symptoms that you can get from a monkey.
Just by looking at one?
She developed
pink eye
wow. and a cough.
Wow.
And went to an emergency room, and they gave her a bunch of different shots for a bunch of different things.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty
well,
ape.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, is this sounds like... I don't remember how that movie started, do you?
Yeah.
1968?
Yeah.
Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, Chuck Heston and his pals were in a little capsule, and they land. They think they're back here on Earth, but... whatever.
They land on a planet.
Yeah, and it's they just as they get out of the capsule, they see that the time indicator is it's thousands of years in the future or something.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
So and this then, can't be
helped. That's right. That's how it all begins.
Hello?
The Planet of the Apes.
This is Colonel George Taylor?
It is. I've been there. I've been to the Planet of the Apes.
Uh-huh.
And what, got in my spaceship in 1972, and then I landed on the Planet of the Apes. It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
Well, maybe you should work up some commandments and give them, like 10 of them.
That's a great idea. But I'm telling you, people, this is how it begins, because I was on the Planet of the Apes, and it turned out, spoilers, I was back on Earth!
What?
You did it! You blew it all up, you maniacs! You got monkey herpes! God damn you all to hell!
Nobody wants monkey herpes.
Well, give it a go.
I got monkey herpes when I was on the Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
I was treated by a very sexy chimp named Zira.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about it.
I was very lonely.
Mm-hmm.
She was engaged to Cornelius, but we managed to have a little fun, if you know what I'm saying.
I didn't realize that happened.
And then I got monkey happy.
How do you get rid of monkey herpes?
Yeah.
You don't.
You still have it?
You die from it.
Oh no. God. How are you still alive?
Well, luckily, they took my body and they made it into food. Soylent Green is made from people. Sorry, wrong movie.
Wrong movie. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Mama Boo!
Humans can live up to 150 years, new study claims.
Screw that!
I'm getting a lot of that response from this story, which is, I don't want to live to be...
No!
They can live until 150 years old, according to research, and scientists are trying to figure it out how. So Harvard engineers, geniuses, biohackers, internet billionaires are all looking for ways, because so far the human body is programmed to shut itself down at about 100.
Yeah, that's plenty. That's more than enough.
And I agree.
Yeah.
Because I mean, what's your quality of life from 100 to 150?
Thank you. Unless you're super rich and you're like, you know, got your head cut off and it's...
Your head's cut off.
Yeah, what one of those things where you're like on Futurama or whatever.
Oh, I gotcha. So you're living a cartoon life.
Yeah.
I
gotcha. Yeah. After 100, yes.
There are no verified cases of a person living to be older than 122. The oldest living person now is on their way to 119.
I always feel bad for the oldest person on Earth because they just bother the hell out of them. And they're like, when do you think you're going to die? Mm-hmm. When do you think you're going to die? Oh, he died. Where's the next one?
What's the secret to long life?
Yeah, exactly.
So they're trying to figure it out. They say 70,000 participants have given all of their DNA and their testing and their ability to fight disease when they're older, like 85 years old.
Right.
Their heart condition and all that kind of stuff. And they're doing a study where it's like, all right, we're going to figure out a way for people to be 150 years old.
I mean, because
this sounds like a bloody great opportunity. I think it's what it sounds like to me.
Is this what was Keith Richards?
It's Keith Richards and the Heineken 00 hotline.
Thank you for handling that for me.
It's unbelievable. I can't believe 150 years. It's unbelievable. Can't believe it.
But wait, you're almost 80. I mean,
listen to me. I got another 70 years. I'm just going to carry the arm and get out of this thing.
That's very well said. Well, what is the secret to your longevity, Keith?
Heroin.
I'm sorry. All you said was heroin.
Heroin. Yeah. It's in my body to stone or something. I don't know. I don't know the science behind it.
How?
But I know. If another 7 years, it'd be 70 opportunities for other drugs. It just sounds like a wonderful idea. I can't believe I'm going to do so many drugs. Mm. 70 years.
Yeah, but are you ready to go another 50 or however much?
How's your health? He just said 70.
Yeah, I know, but he wants to go to 100. Oh, okay. Is that what he said? I had no idea what he said. Sorry, Keith.
I'm almost 80 plus another 70 make 150.
But he can do math. So.
What is well your... I know that you...
healthy I am. I can still be honest. I'm looking at your numbers and that I'm up here.
I know that you're still alive and clearly healthy enough to play shows, but what is your health like? How's your...
alive. Thank you for recognizing that. And I am also still rocking out with the Rolling Stones.
That's
you
know? A fact.
But how is your body? How's your heart? How is your...
My heart is great.
Okay.
I keep it in a shoebox under the bed.
And is the member still strong and going?
Yeah, it's gone as hell. I can play guitar with it. That's how so good it is.
Wow. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I got to tell you, I've been following a TikTok account that is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's Funny Videos 1123.
Funny Videos 1123.
And there's a girl on there who does escalator phone calls, pranks.
Okay.
So she'll wait until there's like two guys in front of her or three girls in front of her, somebody to react to.
Sure. Okay. All right.
Then she picks up the phone as they're on the escalator and no one can get off.
Right.
She starts like saying ridiculous, crazy things, and you watch the people around her go, "What are you talking about?"
And someone's recording it clandestinely.
Yes.
Okay.
So you can see both her and the reaction of the people in front of her.
I love that. Sounds like something you would have done 30 years ago.
I love it. Listen to this one.
No, I saw my dad changing last night on accident, and he's totally packing. I know, right? Yeah, no, I know. I wonder why my mom still stays with him. Totally makes sense now. Unbelievable.
What kind of reaction did it?
So the guys in front of her are like, there's a girl behind me talking about her dad's package. I'm so confused. You're going to love this one. And the guys actually talk back a little bit.
Yeah.
When she says...
No, I literally discovered a new talent I have. I can open beer bottles with my butthole. How awesome is that?
Oh,
sorry, hold on. Hi.
Sorry.
Hello. Yeah, hi. Isn't that awesome?
So awesome? They heard.
Yes, they said, oh.
Like,
hi.
I got to talk to her.
Yes. She said she opened me up. She's clearly not talking to anybody, but it really does drive the people crazy. Here's a bizarre one.
Mm-hmm.
that I wish I had come up with.
Yeah, my toe removals this weekend. I'm getting 3 toes on my right foot removed, so it looks like they're throwing up the peace sign. Yeah, they said they would let me keep the toes, so I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I might make like a necklace out of them or something.
And you see the people just like going, what is she talking about?
I love that.
She's getting toes removed?
I love that. I would love this person. I would
you
be would. Like, yeah.
You would. I knew you would love this specifically. Now, there are 2 girls in front of her.
Uh-huh.
And one of them at one point says, oh, no. Go ahead.
Now, I made out with my cousin last week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I thought he was hot. I'd do it again.
So she's just like coming up with this stuff pretty much in, you know.
To drive people crazy.
Yes.
I made out with my cousin. I think he's hot.
It's beautiful.
The woman in front of her goes, oh no. And then she follows it up with, I'd do it again. Which I love.
I love her.
Now she's supposedly talking to somebody. And there are 2 guys in front of her on the escalator. And she listened to her story.
Wait, you got what stuck in your butt?
Ouch.
A Lego?
Ouch. Lego in someone's butt? I've done it before.
I don't know. Dude, maybe try a vacuum and try sucking it out. Dude, I don't know.
So she's got, your average escalator trip is about, what, 30, 40 seconds?
Maybe.
That's beautiful.
Maybe, yeah. She
and then no matter
right
what, you're gone. They're gone. Yep. You can get away from them if they're, that's hilarious. I love that.
Those guys, I don't know if you could hear because there's so much noise on it, but
yes.
One of the guys said, I've done that.
Yes.
Which clearly he hasn't. He was just trying to.
Hey, I've done that. I can help you with your butt problem.
All right. This is a disgusting one.
Uh-huh.
And so I love it.
Yeah, dude, me and my boyfriend had intercourse in a porta potty last night. And honestly, like, it was really romantic.
And
there's something about the smell we both just, like, really like.
That is sexy,
right?
The woman in front of her said the words, that is sexy.
Oh.
And she says, right?
People have such weird reactions.
Right. Well, they have to not believe it, right? I mean, can't.
Yeah, I would think so.
But it happens so quickly.
Right.
There's no heads up.
Right.
There's no anything.
Right.
And then the last one, she's got 3 or 4 guys right in front of her. And she's supposedly talking to her mom.
Okay.
And she's trying to get some advice on how to get stains out.
Stains?
Hey, Mom, what's the best way to get s**t out of my hair? You use that? And it'll, like, take it right out, like, easy? Okay, I'll try it out.
Calling Mom to ask how to get,
blank. Out of your hair! I assume you just wash it.
Well, maybe it's...
But it makes for a great escalator ride.
We need to hire her.
Agreed.
She's the best ever.
She is the best. I think it would be... I don't know if it would even be legal for us, but...
All right.
If it is.
Because we're a broadcast outlet.
If it is, you and I are doing it.
We just got to start doing it no matter what.
There's no question about that.
I wanted to confess something I did when I was like 5 years old.
Wow, okay. You've been carrying that around a while.
And I'm 78 now.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm 78 now.
Wow, really?
And you want to confess something you did when you were
73 years ago? Love you. You're amazing.
Right.
All right, cough it up.
I got to see a movie with my aunts. Now, this was a small village in India, okay?
Uh-huh.
There were no seats. There were just people sitting on benches.
Right.
And there was a lady sitting in front of me with a baby in her hand, and her baby's foot was sticking out from behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And I pinched the baby's foot. And the baby started to cry, and I got such a kick out of it that all throughout I kept on pinching the baby's foot. So the poor mom had to get up and leave the theater, leave the movie, because the people who are around her were going.
That is fantastic.
Wow, that's beautiful. And did that, so you feel guilty about it over the last few years, or do you still think it's kind of funny? Because we think it's kind of funny.
No, well, see, I'm not what I am 5 years when I was 5 years old, right?
Yeah, so if you're 5,
I'm a different person now. You know.
Sure you are. You're listening to KLOS. I don't know.
Hello, KLOS.
This is Arnold, and you're listening to KLOS just as I do. Get down.
I'm sorry, who's this?
Arnold.
Arnold. Arnold Palmer?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I know it's Schwarzenegger. It's a shitty impression, though. No, you're not smoking that.
No, no, you're right. No. I'm going to put it out. I'm tapping it out. Thanks for calling, Arnold.
Okay, man. We'll see you.
Okay, bye. You don't have to keep it up. All right.
Never mind. I was fooled. I thought it was him.
Kevin.
Why would you do that?
And Sluggo.
Why would you do that?
Afternoons on KLOS.